Hey guys, thanks for listening to this podcast of Beginning Steps, a Growth Guide for New Believers. This session will be the introduction where we introduce the material to you that we're going to cover over the next seven sessions about following Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Perhaps some of you are new Christians and you have just made the decision to follow Christ. This and these podcasts are going to be crucial for you to learn some foundational principles about following Christ. Perhaps, however, some of you are Christians, you've been Christians for a long time, but you just want to revisit some of these important truths to make your walk with Christ solid. This is for you as well. If you'd like to get a copy of the workbook called Beginning Steps, a Growth Guide for New Believers, just contact us at Lake Placid Baptist Church. You can find us online at lakeplacidchurch.com. Let us know you're interested in one of the workbooks, and we'll make sure to get one to you as soon as we can. So now with the introduction, here we go. Congratulations. You made the most important commitment a person can make in life. As a result of receiving Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you've experienced what the Bible calls a new birth. In your physical life, you enter the world as a baby, and then you grew to maturity. The same is true in your spiritual experience. Now that you've experienced a spiritual birth, you need to grow into a mature follower of Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 says, "Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation." Just as an infant needs help to grow physically, a new believer needs help to grow spiritually. It is our desire to assist you in growing spiritually. This book and this podcast will help you to get started in your spiritual growth. Seven brief Bible studies are included. It is important to complete all seven. Beware. Satan will seek to halt your daily study. Ask God to give you strength to continue and complete the study. You might want to pray a prayer like the one below. Dear God, I know I'm going to need your help in working through this booklet and understanding what you're trying to teach me. I want to grow spiritually. Help me to be faithful in completing this booklet, these podcasts. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now, how to use this booklet, how to listen most effectively to this podcast. Secure an easy-to-read Bible to use with this booklet. Also, keep a pencil or a pen handy for notes and answer the questions. Number two, choose a time and a place to have your daily Bible study. Maybe before breakfast in the kitchen, for instance. Number three, the purpose of these podcasts and this workbook is to help you discover the truth in Scripture. Read the questions carefully. Turn to the Scripture references and read them. Number four, think about the answers and write them down. Remember, there are no trick questions. This is strictly a personal learning tool. Now, as you complete this, these podcasts, you might think back to your spiritual experience of when you came to know Christ. You know, you have a physical birth certificate. It tells you when you were born and where you were born. And a spiritual birth certificate is sort of like this. You could write in, think about your name and the date of your new birth, when you came to faith in Christ, and the place of your new birth. You know, were you at home? Were you at a church? Were you at alone out on a hike in the woods? Where were you? At a retreat maybe with other Christians? And then if you've been baptized as a follower of Christ, the date you were baptized. You may want to think about, this person would be important to help you in your spiritual journey, the name of the person or name of a lot of people who share Christ with you. Think about where they live and their telephone number and how to contact them, because through time you may want to contact them for spiritual encouragement. Maybe even to let them know that you're listening to these podcasts, you're working through this workbook of Beginning Steps to Grow in Your Faith in Christ. Now over the next few sessions together, we're going to look at seven steps for new believers. Beginning steps for new believers. Step number one that we'll look at next time is how to be sure of your salvation. Step two, to publicly declare your faith. Step three, share Jesus with others. Step four, study your Bible. Step five, learn to pray. And step six, be faithful to a church. And step number seven, trust Jesus to direct your life. I'm looking forward to step number one. I hope you are too. This curriculum, Beginning Steps, a growth guide for new believers, is reproduced with permission of the North American Mission Board, Alpharetta, Georgia. All rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.